Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry throwing out the first pitch at Safeco Field on Saturday before the Mariners play host to the Rangers. And in this one, the visitors would strike first.
Hammered, crushed, and this game is tied. Yikes. Now, for those who watch the Rangers on a regular basis, that is nothing new. Home run number 10 for Joey Gallo.
Gosewich aboard, and now an infield hit for Segura. Pitch to Heredia, and it hits him. And that'll force in a run. Guillermo walking out of the circle. Here comes Gamble to touch it up. 2-1 Mariners.
Two outs, bags packed. High chop over the middle into center field. Segura scoring, Heredia right behind him. The Mariners get two on a one swing by Danny Valencia, and it's now 5-1 Mariners. Batter this frame, it's Taylor Monica. First pitch, club gap, left center field. One hops the wall. Cruz coming in to score. Valencia first to third. Monter RBI double. Already 5 runs in this frame. Line drive shot left center field. You can keep on adding on against the Rangers here in the 7th. 2 more cross home. Gamble a 2-run single. And this is now an 8-1 Mariners lead.
The M's erupt for 7 runs in the 7th inning. They beat the Rangers by a final of 8-2. Chase DeYoung pitches well in a no decision for Seattle and allows 1 earned run. And Nelson Cruz extends to a 15-game hit streak in the Mariners' victory. The Mariners have now won 3 of their last 4 games, and Scott Servais sees his club pull to within 3 games of the 500 mark at 14-17.
Really happy for him. I know when we acquired Chase, and then he showed up there early in Houston and had some struggles. But even last time out in Cleveland, he really righted the ship. Had a good game plan. He went out and executed. Had all of his pitches working. I thought Tuffy Gosewich did a really nice job with him behind the plate, continuing to make him throw his fastball, and then went to the breaking ball later in the game when he was out there. But couldn't ask for more. After the 6 innings, I know his pitch count was in very good shape. But, going into the game, we're looking for 5 or 6 and keep it tight, and that's where we were. So, went to the bullpen, and our offense stepped up. So, really good night. But, again, our young players continue to just grow. It's fun to watch. And I think it's really, they realize they've got an opportunity. They're taking it and running with it. And, I tip my hat to our veteran guys, too, to get those guys as comfortable as they have as quick as they got here. From Chase DeYoung tonight, you look all over the field. There's young guys running around, and it's fun to watch.
Chase is a young guy. He seems to have a maturity about him.
Very. Yeah, he's very slow pulse and never seems rattled. He knows who he is. He doesn't try to do too much, just try to make pitches, and when it's not quite there, you just keep moving ahead, pitch at a time. So he's very mature for a 23-year-old kid.
You knew you were going to get a hit with runners in scoring position. Maybe not get hit with runners in scoring position. You get that first.
Yeah, we'll take it any way we can, and then to kind of open the floodgates after that. But, a lot of good at-bats. We got the bunt down. Took advantage of their mistake, and then we just piled on after that. So it was good. Good win. Nice crowd tonight. It was a good night.
You didn't have to dive too deep into the bullpen. You had enough to get you through it.
Yeah, I thought Danny threw the ball much better. Obviously, you can see the couple adjustments he made in Tacoma. Adjustment move actually moved on the rubber a little bit, and a couple mechanical things. So, again, we want to put him in good spots, kind of build his confidence back up. And I thought I threw the ball really well.
Who jumped out at you at the plate?
Obviously Gamble hung in there after a couple tough ones against Perez, to swing the bat pretty well there. Segura gets 3 knocks. Heredia again. It's kind of the group around our core or around the middle of our lineup guys that did the damage tonight. So Valencia, just kind of being in the right spot, not trying to do too much again. Just stay on the ball in the middle of the field. Big 2-out knock there. So it's nice to see, as much as we rely on 3, 4, and 5 in our lineup, it's the pieces around it that make it all go. And tonight was their night.
Hey, Overton tomorrow?
Yes, Overton will start for us tomorrow. And we'll see how that one goes, too. Again, young guy getting an opportunity and put him in a good spot. And hopefully our offense can help him out a little bit.
Taylor Motter was right in the middle of that big 7th inning on Saturday. The rookie finishes 2-for-4 in the ballgame with a run scored and an RBI.
Stay ready. Get in the cages, feel my swing right, find some barrels, and stay ready.
But even then, I would imagine that's easier said than done. And it probably just took getting up there to get back in it.
Yeah, you can't substitute the game speed or the the pitcher, anything like that. So, yeah, getting in there helped, but, you know, you do whatever you can to stay ready and help this team win.
What was it about the seventh inning, outside of knocking Martin out, that allowed all those runs to score?
We just put together a bunch of good at-bats. Every guy went up there and did something good to get to the next guy, and I think that's what it's going to take.
Speaking of good at-bats, have you ever seen a guy hit a broken bat single further than Nelson Cruz can?
No, never. Never. He does it good, so might as well keep doing it.
And with Chase on the mound tonight, it looked like he was in control basically from the beginning. What was your viewpoint?
He attacked batters tonight. He attacked everybody, and every pitch was working. He was hitting his spots, and he did a really good job tonight.
How much can a game like this be a confidence booster for him and then a reminder to this team of what they can be?
It should be a big confidence booster for him. He can come out here and throw at this level, and he knows it, and hopefully he keeps doing it. And a confidence booster for this team, big time. You're seeing guys go up there to just get to the next batter and do whatever they can to score as many runs as we did in the seventh is great, especially against a team like the Rangers.
The Mariners will go for the series win on Sunday when Dylan Overton makes the start in place of the injured James Paxton.